It's hard to miss this massive piece of art on display at the recently rebuilt Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. But while the installation is new to the facility, it isn't actually new at all. TPR Arts reporter Jack Morgan explains.
San Antonio artist Gary Sweeney first created the piece 14 years ago and titled it The Story of Civilization. The entire piece is built of old, cut-up, weathered signs.
I started using signs probably about 20 years ago. And the first signs that I used were political signs because they were free and I was a starving artist. So after an election, I would drive around and collect all the political signs and chop them up and make these what people called ransom notes. And there was a very low-budget way of making artwork.
That chopped-up signs ransom note look is one of many kinds of art Sweeney creates, including those funny yesteryear mini billboards out at the San Antonio International Airport's parking garage. When he first conceived of The Story of Civilization, he had an odd idea.
I set out to recreate an entire book out of discarded signs. Bear in mind, this is a project that I knew I was going to fail at, and I was never going to be able to do it.
He further guaranteed failure by not choosing a tiny novella, but rather a massive, sweeping historical series of books, also titled The Story of Civilization, which he describes as unbelievably tedious.
It just took the subject of history and sucked all the life out of it. Not only that, but it was a 10-volume set, and the first volume was 935 pages. So that made it all the more ridiculous.
Sweeney's one of those people to whom laughter comes easily and often, and his hunt for signs was all-consuming.
And I turned into the world's worst driver. My wife wouldn't even get in the car with me. She was so, we'd be driving along. She'd say, okay, what are you doing? Would you pay attention? You're looking for signs, aren't you? We're going to get killed.
4 years of sign collection finally gave him enough words so that he could build the first two paragraphs of the first book from that history series. He called it complete. And the piece was big.
About 35 feet by 20 feet.
But there are two sections, each 35 by 20, so it's really 70 by 20. And then it had its glorious debut.
It was shown in the Lawndale Arts Center in Houston, Texas, because they had these enormous walls.
That Lawndale showing wasn't permanent, so after a time, Sweeney dismantled it and brought it back to San Antonio.
And since then, it's been taking up all my wife's storage in our garage, much to her delight.
His wife Janet's patience was tested.
For 14 years, you have to understand, my wife has periodically said, Gary, can we just get rid of this? It showed that one time. It was really nice, and it showed. And fortunately, I'm sort of on the hoarder spectrum, and I just said, no, no. And I jokingly said, oh, somebody's going to buy it. And she says, yeah, somebody's going to buy it to match their couch, right?
Finally, something completely unexpected happened.
The story I was told is that Cheryl Scully walked by and saw it and said,
wow, that would be a fabulous piece to showcase at the convention center where we have these huge white walls.
San Antonio City Manager Scully was working with Public Arts San Antonio to find local art to cover some of the acres of bare walls at the newly remodeled Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center.
Shortly after that, I got the phone call that said, hey, do you still have that Story of Civilization? And they said, well, how much is it? And I said, I don't know. I was fumbling around, and Janet's in the background going, we'll pay you $1,000 to come and pick this up.
He and the city agreed on a price, and Gary's wife got her space back in the garage. Scully says that Sweeney is one of the many area artists whose work now gives the building local flavor.
Gary is now one of 25 San Antonio-based artists that are featured at the convention center, and we're just excited that he agreed to participate.
The Story of Civilization is a permanent installation on two converging walls at the top of an escalator. Scully notes that this piece in particular seems to give people pause.
I notice when I'm at the convention center, people stop and read his piece, and that's really what art is about.
Sweeney feels he's in distinguished company, being included with the other artists.
They have been able to find the creme de la creme of the San Antonio art world, and they have some of their...
yours, too.
Well, yeah, and then there's mine, the comic relief.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.